number 300. We've just heard played 300. That's, as you'll see, by Lorenz also, just as our name of Jesus is. Now in this book, both words and music are attributed to him. I've seen that differently, I believe. But he's a man who had a place here on the lake, and we like to sing his songs. This one I don't know that we sing too often, maybe because of its language. Someone told me once, you're in a time warp at camp. That's thank you, just where we want to be. But thou thinkest, Brother Paul, that's not so obscure, is it? It must mean you think, Lord, of me, right? Or you're thinking of me. So it's not so hard. Anyway, last night we were with the last verse of Psalm 40 for a moment, and it said, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. That's a great thought, isn't it? That the Lord's thoughts are toward us. We had it earlier on in that same psalm. Many, O Lord, are your thoughts which are toward us. We can't count them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And let's sing it. 300. Amid the trials which I meet, amid the thorns that pierce my feet, one thought remains supremely sweet. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me.
For this I know, thou thinkest, Lord. Perhaps you'd like to sing that song from the hymn book? I know I would. 184. 184.
Wonderful death, for it meant not defeat.
Wonderful death, for it meant not defeat. Calvary made his great mission complete, wrought our redemption, and when he arose, banished forever the last of our foes.
What? are, Lord. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful grace for me. Wonderful love. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful name. Matchless, mighty, precious name of Jesus. We love you, our Savior, this morning. We praise and adore you. Hallelujah. Seated. So I asked Joshua this morning, what does that name Joshua mean? We've been through this before, haven't we? Another year. I think I asked you last year. And he told me, and I think it was right. What did you tell me this morning?
Jehovah saves.
Jehovah saves. And what's interesting about that is that there's another name that's really the same name, and that's the name of Jesus, and has the same meaning, right? Jehovah saves. The Lord is salvation, and that's his name, and his name forever. Thank you, Lord. That's the name by which we know him. There is no name so sweet on earth, no name so sweet in heaven as that name that was to our Savior given. That's the name that is the most common of all the wonderful names for our Lord that we find in the Bible. That's the one that we call him by. That's his name. That's the name he chooses for us to know him by. And it's Savior. Savior. Thank you, Lord, that you are our Savior. And that we have been saved from death and destruction. We thank you that we know you, Lord, as our Savior, that you have saved us and that you are saving us and that you will save us. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your great goodness and mercy manifested to us all the days. Thank you that we can come into your presence. We come into the very presence of God when we gather together. Jesus is here according to his word of promise, and we thank you so much that you have made the way, Lord, for us to draw near. And this we do this morning. We pray that you will just take our hearts and help us to open wide to you, whose heart is open to us. And let it be a day like that, all day today, living in your presence, loving you, serving you, rejoicing in you, so glad to know your saving power in our lives. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for your great love for us. And we love you too this morning. And you know that we do. And we want to love you more. Yes. And so today we just look to you and thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. Well, that word is Jesus in German. Sounds a lot like Jesus, doesn't it? I see my sister here. Maybe there are others who could help me. This morning as we sang 184 in two flats, that's the song that was coming to me that I want to sing for my brother and sister who celebrated their anniversary yesterday. I couldn't think of one yesterday. So here goes. It says, Jesus, over and over. Jesus, treuer Jesus, ich bin dein und du bist mein. Ewig treu und innig soll die Liebe sein. Isn't that easy? Jesus, treuer Jesus, ich bin dein und du bist mein. I think that's the only time I'll do that. For those folks who don't understand, we don't like to do that. But it's very easy. My father always used to say how easy German is. I mean, in Germany, even the little kids speak German. So. And, anyway, silly joke. I know that one from Brother Kniezel. What do you think ich bin dein und du bist mein might mean? Ich bin dein und du bist mein. Right, of course, of course. What else could it mean? I am thine and you are mine, right? Very good. See how easy it is. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you want to know what the rest of that means, you ask Sister Gudrun. She's the one that they call on when I go to Germany. She has the trial of standing next to me in the pulpit and trying to express what I'm trying to say so that the people in the congregation can try to understand. And she does so well, so... you can ask her if you're interested in what that all meant. Let's sing 299. I heard that before we started. Another song about Jesus. 299. I guess we should stand again as we sing. That'd be good.
Oh, how sweet the glorious message, simple faith may cling. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is. to his name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Jesus.
a closer walk with me.
Granted, Jesus is my need. Daily walking close to thee, let it be.
For the campers, we like to pray with them, and in all our meetings here, we remember our campers, so we'd like to ask you to lead us in prayer for them.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity these young people have to seek you, to find you. Thank you for those that have given themselves to be counselors and to lead them in the Word of God. We pray that you will continue to bless them, to draw them to yourself, open their hearts for you and for your word, that every one of them might realize that the blessed experience of salvation and the infilling of your spirit. Lord, we pray that you will keep them as they return to the cities. We pray that you will make them a blessing to their families and those around them. Keep them in the hollow of your hand for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. When I saw that Nonantum group, of course I only saw them sitting at the table in the dining room, so I couldn't get a full picture, but it looked so good to me. And I remembered back when I was a Nonantum counselor, I was paired with Brother Ernie, and I thought we had it pretty good. Out of 16 boys, and I don't think we just gave these awards out freely, but we had 8 honors and 5 merits. I remember one of those times. And by the way, Danny Petfield, he was over here the other night. He was one of them. I'm sure he was an honor, but but when I looked at this group, I was so happy. It reminded me of that group. And sometimes we folks, or especially older folks, I don't want to include myself there yet, but we look back and think things were so great in the past. We have such a memory that is selective. Maybe that's good at times. We forget the things that were negative, especially where we are concerned. Anyway, I thought, wow, things are looking up when I saw Stefan and Eric as the counselors. I thought we had a good team when I was working with Brother Ernie, but I don't think this one's any less, that's for sure. Maybe somewhat better. I was very happy to see them leading our Nonantum boys and the group. And oh, I pray that God will just meet them during this time, as Brother John prayed. And I know that's on all of our hearts, that God will just touch them and work in them in a wonderful way, beyond our expectation, beyond that which we ask or think. It must be so, because God's work, His ways, His desires over us, His thoughts are so much higher than ours. And of course, we don't see that which He is doing. He works on our hearts. and in that realm that's beyond the visible. And we're so thankful that we can trust Him and just give ourselves to prayer and have faith in His gracious working in our lives. John's quite a musician. Maybe I'll have him choose a song yet. I know we've been singing a lot, but...
Let's do number 18.
18. I don't know. 18 in the hymn book. That's "To God Be the Glory." Why am I not surprised you chose a Fanny Crosby? Okay. Let's stand.
To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Be seated.